There are countless explanations to the question of Ma Inyan Shemitah Eta Har Sinai. What is the correlation between the mitzvah of Shemitah and Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah? Every mitzvah was taught at Har Sinai. Why is Shemitah singled out as a mitzvah that was given at Har Sinai? This is a question that already Rashi addresses and many other mefarshim. So the Megala Mukos explains that they share in common the number 49. We count 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos to Har Sinai, and we count 49 years of the Shemitah Yovel cycle. So what is the significance of the number 49, and how does it relate to Har Sinai? How does it relate to Shemitah? So Chazal teach us that we descended to the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim. And had we fallen to the 50th level, the lowest level, Bnei Yisrael would have been in a place of no return. We would have been under the stronghold of the Nachash, represented by the Os Nun, the 50th level of Tumah. Moreover, the word Satan stands for Sharei Tumah Nun, the 50th gate of Tumah. That's the Satan. That's the Nachash. And in order to reverse this, we needed to count 49 days, removing ourselves, climbing out of that Tumah, elevating ourselves to the highest level, the highest gate, the 50th gate of Kedusha, the day of Shavuos, day 50, Kabbalah Satorah and Har Sinai. So that's the 49 days, the 50th day to Har Sinai. And this is the very same idea when it comes to Shemitah and Yovel. The Sfas Emes explains that we count Shemitah to extract us from the physical world, the world of the Gashmis. We spend 6 years working the land, toiling, laboring, and sweating. We take a break every seventh year in order to recalibrate and to refocus. This continues until the entire 50th year cycle culminates with Yovel, as a complete reset, configuration, and recalibration. All properties return to their original owners and all slaves are granted freedom. It's a year when we entirely divorce ourselves from money and property and instead engage in Torah and mitzvos exclusively. And both these days, the 49 days of Sfira and the 49 years of Shemitah and Yovel, are a way to elevate ourselves from the world of Gashmi to the world of Ruchni. Megala Mukos adds that the 49th level of Tumah that we got to in Mitzrayim is the known as Moav, the level of Moav. Moav is the Gematria of 49. Yet even from the lowest of places, we find hidden Kedusha, as is seen from the emergence of Rus and ultimately David HaMelech from Moav himself, the nation of Moav, the 49th level of Tumah, Moav. From that came Rus, David, and Yirat Hashem, very, very soon, Mashiach ben David. And this fits perfectly that David's Yartite just so happens to be on Shavuos, the day in which we celebrate a complete extraction and reversal from the 49 levels of Tumah, the Tumah of Moab, that led to Har Sinai, led to Kabbalah Satorah, led to the Yartite of David HaMelech. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos lists 48 Kinyani Torah, 48 ways in which we acquire the Torah. And these kinyanim parallel the 49 days of Sfira, with the 49th day of Sfira celebrating all the 48 kinyani Torah, meaning the 48 days and 48 kinyani Torah. The 49th day is all 48 together. It's kolel all of them as a final day of preparation to Kabbalah Satorah. Apropos to this, the Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Zayin Rebeis has a whole calculation, a cheshbon, that for each mitzvah there are 48 brisos, 48 covenants. And part of the calculation is that there were three locations where the Torah was given. The first opinion is that the Torah was given at Har Evel and Har Grizim, Har Sinai and Arvaz Mov. So one location was Har Evel, Har Grizim, that's one location. Har Sinai was the second location, Arvaz Mov was the third location. Rabbi Shimon agrees to Har Sinai and Arvaz Mov, but proves that the third location was actually in the Mishkan, not Har Evel, Har Grizim. The Ben Yehoyada says that 48 brisos correspond to the 48 kinyanei Torah. It's noteworthy that Arvos Moav is one of the locations that the Torah was taught. The word Arvos means sweet. Sweet as in the Birchas HaTorah of Vaharevna. Perhaps this is an allusion to the extraction of the sweetness in the Kedusha from the lowest levels of Tumah, from Moav, Arvos Moav. The Arvos, the sweetness, the Mesikas, that even is found in Moav, the 49th level of Tumah, the nation of Moav, from that level you could extract, and we did extract, and for that reason the Torah was taught at Arvos Moav. The 48 brisos of the Torah was taught at Moav, celebrating the climb from the 49 levels of Tumah. And this all parallels the 49 years of Yovel, the 49 days of Kabbalah Satorah, and the birth of David from Moab. Have a wonderful Shabbos.